your light believes crypto and refuse to be a gamer, lucky you, because gamers are under increasing attack from hackers, this time for allegedly ethical reasons, as the hackers are going specifically after so-called, quote, cheaters, and mostly around Call of Duty, although there have been other games. What's happening is that when you're playing a game online and you suck at said game and you get tempted to download certain helpers, right? You know, you just suck. Okay. Bottom line is you suck. You don't know how to play the game. You're new to this online gaming business, or maybe you just suck because some people online just suck. And then you download some sketchy software from some sketchy site thinking it's going to help you by giving you infinite ammo or walk through walls capability. What's happening is that credentials are being stolen. When you go to these sites, sometimes they'll fake it, right? They'll tell you, hey, just pay X and then we'll give you access to the software or something similar to this nature. So the credentials will get stolen and then they get access to your wallet, or they'll just do a ransomware attack, block access to your computer data. So either they're breaching your computer or they're breaching your credentials. Either way, it's a breach of your security. Call of Duty cheat code provider Phantom Overlay called it out, said it's not as many as they're saying, but it is happening and it's a problem. Blizzard's working with the cheat code providers to help the people that are affected. Current numbers estimated over 3.6 million Battle.net accounts, over 500,000 Activision accounts, over 117,000 Elite PvP accounts. In Telescam, it was claimed that these numbers are highly inflated, and that's not representative of how many were actually breached, but we know that the number is pretty significant if Blizzard and all these others are getting involved to try to help the people who are getting affected. I also want to call out very important that it's not necessarily cheat software that's specifically being targeted. There's other types of programs being used under the auspice of cheat software. So, for example, VPN, if you're trying to get away from the, you know, bans or blocks on a country level, that's considered, quote, cheat software because you're cheating what the software developer has intended. Software for latency improvement is usually around. If there's latency, it's usually something with your network connection, but you're connecting to something that has better latency in order to kind of obfuscate the fact that your internet connection sucks. Or controller boosting software. And the controller boosting software may simply be your controller sucks because you cheaped out on it. But in like a first-person shooter game, it may give you a tactical advantage. Now, we all know that in first-person shooter games, usually the keyboard and mouse is heralded as the king of the roost. It's the top of the dog. But everybody who's used a controller knows you get absolutely smoked if you go up against a real good controller player. If you're using a keyboard and mouse, you can't touch it. I understand the mouse gives you a little bit of alignment and left and right and axis control, and that's all good. But the bottom line is a really good controller player will smoke your ass. And that's how I was back in my day, you know, when I would play Rainbow Six Lockdown and Rainbow Six Vegas Online, and I was picking people off myself because my team sucked and they all got taken out, and I had to take out the other guys because I'm a master of stealth. I'm an elite at that level. Now, I've hung up the controller with respect to first-person shooter games. I don't do it anymore, but I damn sure know about the cheating. I know about the lean glitch in freaking, what was that, Halo or whatever game that was. The lean glitch, where you could lean and then you're impervious to bullets and you can keep walking forward, sniping people. I understand about bullets passing through walls. I understand all the cheats that are out there. What I'm warning everybody who is a gamer, and I know Blaze is not, but anybody who is a gamer, you need to be careful with your credentials. Be careful about connecting to sketchy sites. And please, if you're going to download cheats, don't do it on online gaming. I know you suck at online games. You're tired of getting smoked by all these elites out there. I understand that. What you're supposed to do is practice in the single player mode. If you didn't know, the vast majority of them have a single player mode. That's what it's there for you to practice and get actually better and stop sucking at these games so you don't have to resort to cheats for online experiences. Now, if you're doing it for offline, I got no beef at all with cheating for offline gaming because it's just you in a vacuum. I'll still have the advice, please stop going to these sketchy ass sites. Go to safe sites. You know, WeMod is a safe site reasonably, you know. Fling is a safe site. There's safe sites out there if you really want to cheat for your offline games. But I'm going to warn you again, please stop trying to cheat on the online games. Because for those that got your crypto took, you got what you deserve because you went to those sketchy sites because you suck at the game. And they're punishing you for that. They're punishing you because you're a cheater. Stop cheating, especially if you just suck at said games. That's all. I don't want you to get your crypto took. But if you're a cheater, you deserve to get your crypto took. You know, I'm just saying, you know, stop sucking and you wouldn't get your crypto took, you know, practice at the, almost cussed, at the game in single player mode, get better at it, learn the AI, learn the techniques, get better at it. You know, back in my day in Street Fighter, it's what we would do. You know, I could tell you pick my character and I'll smoke you with him. So it didn't matter if you picked Dalsum, not understanding that Dalsum was extremely overpowered and I would smoke your ass in some Street Fighter because I practiced offline. That's how it was. And I practiced with every character, every move, every sequence. You go ahead and pick T-Hawk. You think you're going to school me, bro? I'll spin your ass and slam you. Anyway, I digress. Please stop going to sketchy sites for your cheats. If you're going to cheat, go to a legit site and make sure you're only cheating for offline games so you don't get targeted by these sketchy people who are going after these cheaters. For online games, you don't need to cheat. You need to practice. Get good. You know, get good in the single player practice so you can stop sucking so you don't need to resort to cheats so you don't get your crypto took. That's all I'm saying.